Alex, we're here. Another episode of Opt In, 5 minutes on the clock. And I want to talk with you about a webinar that you just hosted with Lindsay talking about the fate of sales development, taking a look at what the role looks like now, and then doing a little bit of creative thinking, what it might look like in the future based on some of the trends that you and Lindsay have seen, and kind of recapping a very large blog that you wrote with the help of our friends over at Transcend. So talk me through some of the big takeaways that you want the audience to come away from this webinar and from the article with, thinking about sort of like how we view sales development now and in the future.
Yeah, for sure. And it was definitely a fun exercise to sort of explore what the future looks like with, I mean, it's not like we have, we have things that point us in a direction, but nobody really knows, right?
Crystal ball, tell me.
Exactly. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Mine's just, it's in the closet. I'll get it later. No, but it was really interesting to be able to dive into sort of how the technology has changed in the last 10, 15 years, and then what we sort of, what direction we see that going in the future. Because A, it's got the most unknowns, like AI, ChatGPT just happened a few months ago, and it seems like now everyone's an AI company, now everything's got this automation involved, things like that. Versus when I started as an SDR, we still had a couple of projects that were working off of Excel sheets, like not even in a full CRM. So to see that big of a jump just in 5-ish years, how old am I? I don't know.
What year is it?
Has already been pretty drastic. So to take that and look to the future, there's a lot that can go on. And one of the points that I think we also talked to Maggie Bloom about this in her episode, is that if you take automation and AI, right, is the biggest advance in technology that will help SDRs, right? Because you'll be able to get more activities in, there will be less manual labor going on. That's not the right term for it, manual work going on. The more you can automate, the more work you can do, higher volume, higher output, higher, that's what it is. But when we talked to Maggie about it, she made a really good point that if you take a system that's already inefficient and you try and fix it with automation, that's just going to make it more inefficient. It's going to take those roadblocks and bottlenecks and really clog them up even further. If you have a system in place that is efficient, that does work and flow and smoothly, that's when you really want to be adding things like AI and automation, because that's where you can basically make that efficient system more efficient. It's not like you can automate something that doesn't work and turn it into something that works by doing that. And I think that's a mistake that a lot of people make. So diving into that topic with Lindsay was especially interesting because she has such a wealth of experience in dealing with so many different clients in so many places that she's really seen it all and is continuing to see so many different weird things our clients and prospects are trying to do with AI and automation in their sales process, and can get a good glimpse into whether these things are working or not.
Yeah, I feel like it's when you wrote the article originally, like ChatGPT hadn't really been publicly released yet, and then
I had never heard of it
in the interim between you finished it in November, and then like the interim period of us sort of getting final edits done and blah blah blah, getting it pushed through to the Transcend team, like ChatGPT exploded and everyone was like, oh, this is going to like drastically change how we do business. And I think a lot of organizations looked at that as like, oh, it'll just fix stuff for us. Like, to your point, if you bring it in and it's like, well, all of our things, like the processes that we have for the sales dev team and like the op side of things and how they interact with marketing, like, it's all broken, but it's okay, guys, AI is here and we can just automate stuff. Like, that's not how it works. You can't just bring it in and fix stuff. And I know, like, at the beginning of something, when it is novel, you want to believe that it can, like, fix everything that you're doing. And it is that, like, silver bullet to just go ahead and make things work. But that's just not the case. It's not going to happen. And I thought it was really interesting the way that, yeah, you and Lindsay kind of talked through that. Because obviously, based on the pedigree of what we do here at Demand Drive, like, you get in there and you get your hands dirty and you fix something and then you scale it. That's, like, what we do for our clients. So Lindsay has seen it all, but a lot of clients don't want that. They want that quick fix. A lot of people want you to come in and go like, just tell me what's wrong, give me a solution to fix it, and then I'll fix it and we'll be good to go. It's like, if only it were that easy.
If only it were that easy. I know, I've heard you say it countless times, right? There's no silver bullet to sales. And like every time a new technology comes out, you have to emphasize that again, right? That's now, this isn't going to just fix all your problems.
Right.
Maybe someday. Do you think someday there will be a technology that is that silver bullet?
I think one day there will be a technology or something that comes up. I've thought this for a long time, like this ubiquitous piece of tech or solution that everyone adopts and thinks like, how did we ever live without this, right? And then 90%+ of everyone in SaaS sales will be using whatever this thing is, and then it'll stop being effective, and then we'll have to find the next big. I feel like that's like the CRM, like sales enablement tools, like something like an outreach or a sales loft. Like that is the one thing that like comes across once in a generation, quote unquote, that people look at and they're like, how did we ever survive without like email cadencing technology? That's insane to think that I used to have to hand type all of my emails every time. And then everyone did it. And now we're looking for the next big thing. So I think there will always be a next big thing. I don't know if there's one solution that will just like, we're good. Everyone uses it. We never need to iterate ever again. But I don't know. Maybe there is some AI or automation tool that's going to come out in the next few years that will be as widely adopted as stuff that we're kind of doing now. And we'll be like, yeah, how do we ever live without this personality detecting solution, right? Like, oh, man, how did I ever live without it?
How did you? We'll never know.
The point that I wanted to make, and it's very quick compared to sort of the beat of what you and Lindsay were talking about, but you guys mentioned this idea of the sort of like freelance SDR or like individual who kind of works on the gig economy based system as a rep. I think that's incredibly interesting to dive into. And you guys did a good job at sort of like painting a broad picture of like what it looks like for an SDR to maybe pick up the phone for a few hours a day while also driving for Uber, whatever it might be, kind of having a couple of different jobs. I think recently the way that we've seen the evolution of the SDR role, especially in a remote environment, the ability for someone to not have to sit in an office 9 to 5 every day and like really understand the ins and outs of a product to be able to sell it as an SDR. There are people out there who have years of experience of being a rep. You give them a product description and just like some basic information about the ICP and some value props, and they can go out there and book you meetings. And those reps are the ones who in the future, sort of in this perceived gig economy future for SDRs that you guys talked about, will see the most success because they can, you know, compartmentalize one project versus a different one and have 3 programs that they're running all at the same time and booking meetings for 3 different companies. I think that's like, we're on the cusp of that now. There are definitely some things out there that allow reps to do that. And I think it'll be really interesting to see what the next 2-3 years look like for those types of SDRs, because that's a pathway that I think we're kind of heading towards. And I don't know if like it's as widely sort of talked about as I would assume it would be.
Only time will tell.
Only time will tell.
All right, AJ, 15 seconds. Tell everybody about Optin.
Optin, quick 5-ish minute videos, actionable sales development tips, minimal fluff. You can find us on YouTube, on LinkedIn, on our Instagram, and on the website, demanddrive.com.
Okay. How do I start these things? I'll get going soon.
Oh, like you've never done that to me.
Shimmy? No.
Sorry.
Never.
Is that better? Is that better for you?